This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and U.S. Soccer and the Shebelies Cup in Atlanta on April 6th. And Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer in Atlanta. We're going to do plenty of that tonight. We talk soccer all over the United States. We're going to do a good bit of that too. We talk about soccer all over the world. Yeah, we got some of that. Check. A lot of things to get into on a very busy edition of AST. Why is it so busy? We're going down to decision day. Atlanta United with a shot to make the postseason. It's not a great shot, but it is a chance. Yes, you're telling me that there's a chance. That's how it's been for Atlanta United as of late. But the win last time out against the New York Red Bulls at home gives them an opportunity to go to Central Florida and get things done down there. You have to win and you have to get some help. We'll get into all the scenarios as we go. But Atlanta United on decision day, Saturday, 6 o'clock kick, a little bit earlier than you might be accustomed to. Pre-game coverage will start here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app at 5 o'clock. Everything is to play for Atlanta United. They have given themselves that opportunity. We can look back at the past and get mad about points that were dropped. We can talk about things that went well to pick up points to put you into this position. All that is for after the final whistle on Saturday. You have to find a way to win and put pressure on the teams ahead of you. How Atlanta United does that, it's going to be fascinating in how they find that way to make it happen. I don't have any easy answers for you. Orlando's very, very good. They've won 6 of their last 7. They've scored a ton of goals as of late. Facundo Torres is one of the top players in this league that maybe isn't being talked about enough when we get into those elite players. Facundo Torres was thought of as that walking in the door. Look, maybe it took him a little bit of extra time to get used to how Major League Soccer functions, but he's figured it out. And Facundo Torres, one of the top players in the league, he's going to be a huge handful for Atlanta. He plays on the right wing, but he's going to cut inside. He can pop up as a 9, as a 10, as a left winger, as a right winger. He's a very dangerous player. player, the Uruguayan international. Luis Muriel, another big attacking player in this group. Ramiro Enrique, Ivan Angulo, a great holding midfield duo for Orlando, Cesar Araujo and Wilder Cartagena. I think those are two very underrated players. And then a back line that, look, I think when you look at the overall quality in this Orlando team, the back line is where maybe they are the weakest. You look at the number of goals conceded, it is among the highest of the top 10 teams in the league. They've conceded 48 goals. They've scored 58 this season. This is a back line that is a little bit older in Kyle Smith and Robin Jansen. Rodrigo Schlegel has stepped in for Antonio Carlos, who you probably remember as the center back partner to Robin Jansen. Rafael Santos is the left back. Pedro Galese, I'm sure you will remember him. He has stood on his head multiple times against Atlanta United over the years. You have weapons on the bench as well. Martin Ojeda, Nicolas Lodero is in Orlando from Seattle. Jack Lynn, he can be difficult to deal with as an extra attacker when he comes in. Felipe Martins, you talk about veterans that can be difficult to deal with. Felipe is right up there for Orlando. This is a very good team. Oscar Pereja has led them to a very good season. Maybe a team that doesn't get talked about enough in the upper echelon of Major League Soccer and in the Eastern Conference. They are in fourth. They're not going to get to third. They're 4 points out. So they're going to be at the top end in fourth place. They have a 2-point advantage on New York City, who will be trying to jump them to get home field advantage in the first round of three. Charlotte can't jump to four, but they can jump to five. That puts pressure on NYC to hold their spot or to jump Orlando. It gets complicated. Red Bulls are on 47 in seventh place. They're going to be in the mix battling for position. The Eastern Conference is very complicated. For Atlanta United, honestly, look, it's very simple. You have to find a way to go win. You have to find a way to win on the road, something that has not been easy for this team to do over the years, although this year on the road, it's been little bit better than maybe the last couple of years. Lately on the road, it's been pretty good, to be honest. You go to Red Bulls and you get a point. You go to Philadelphia and you get a point. Those are good results on the road. Can you build on that and go to Orlando? 1 point's not enough. You got to get three. You got to get some help. Let's hear from Steon Gregerson, who spoke to the media today after training. He was asked by our friend Madison Cruz about the break. So you beat Red Bulls. You have the international break. It's 2 weeks from the win against the Red Bulls to playing in Orlando. How does Atlanta United find a way to keep that momentum? Here is Steon Gregerson answering that question.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit sad that we had a break because we were so good into this match. But of course, we have to look back at it and continue with the confidence we had after this game. Keep continue this weekend in the training, and yeah, we can see you on Saturday.
Orlando has been one of the hottest teams in Major League Soccer for the past few weeks. What are they doing well?
No, they have a young team, not the central backs, but the rest of the team is very young, and they play very good football, possession, play four back, but they're building up with three, so the intensity of how they're playing is very, very good, and yeah, we need to be ready and fight for the game.
That was Steon Gregerson speaking after training today. Steon, I think, is being very, very clear here. This is a good Orlando team in Atlanta's opponent on Saturday, a team that is very well-rounded, is very, I think, clear in the way that they want to play. They want the ball. This is a top 10 team in Major League Soccer in terms of possession. This is a team that is built on having the ball as much as possible. You know, are they a like 55% possession kind of a team? No, I think there is a difference. They're in the 52 or side of things. But this is a team that thrives on having the ball. This is a team that will make life difficult for Atlanta United. This is a team that Atlanta's going to have to find maybe a different way in getting a result against a team that, look, they're probably going to keep the ball more than Atlanta will in this match. So Atlanta United over the years has been a team that has been built on having the ball. This is a game where they might not have as much of it as they're accustomed to. How you manage that will, look, it's not going to be easy, first of all. How you manage that will define this match. This is a team under Rob Valentino since he took over that has been more comfortable in, I don't want to say being uncomfortable, but more comfortable in having less of the ball. This is a team that has found a way to get around that. In the past, they had to have the ball to create chances. This team, especially in these last few matches with the Red Bulls twice, with Philadelphia, they've been able to make those two teams who are maybe not as comfortable with the ball as Orlando, they've made them uncomfortable. They've made them have the ball, and they've found ways to be dangerous off of that. So very, very interesting, the chess match here between Oscar Pereja and between Rob Valentino. Very, very interesting in how this one goes on Saturday. Atlanta's got to win. Atlanta's got to hope for results. I said it on our last full-time report after the win against the Red Bulls. Atlanta needs to score early for multiple reasons. Of course, it gives you a little more comfort in the match if you get an early goal. But on a day like this, where we're talking about a little bit of a psychological battle here, very strange in terms of what an early goal can do on multiple levels. If Atlanta scores in the first 30 minutes, which they've only done four times this season, if they score a goal early, we can all sit here and every coach involved will tell you the same thing. We're not following the other games. Every player will say they don't care what's going on in the other games. In Atlanta's case, that might be true because it does matter, but it doesn't if you're not winning. If Atlanta is winning late, players and coaches are going to want to know what's happening in these other games. Other teams will be paying attention. Word will filter through. It always happens. How many times have you seen it in the last day of the group stage in a World Cup or in a European Championship or in a Copa America? This team needs a result to get through. They need a little bit of help. They get that help. Maybe if they're not getting that help, maybe if they're getting that help, it changes the way the games play out. These games won't have a normal flow. They won't have a normal rhythm. If Atlanta scores early and that scoreboard goes up and it gets flashed around these other venues where Montreal is hosting, where DC is hosting, where Philadelphia is hosting, and you see that early goal from Atlanta, things get really interesting, don't they? Does the urgency change? Does the pressure change? It's going to be fascinating on Saturday. We're going to take you through the entire ride from Central Florida. Mike Conte and I will be there at Inter and Co Stadium in Orlando, Florida. The pregame coverage will start at 5:00. The game will kick off just after 6:00, and it will be a wild ride where Atlanta United might be in a playoff spot. They might not. They might not be in a playoff spot until the very end. They might be in a playoff spot the whole way and then have it snatched away from them. It's going to be one of those kind of days. We'll tell the story as best as we can. But coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight here on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app, I will get into a little bit deeper around the league, some storylines to follow, and we'll dig down deep into the scenarios that Atlanta United needs to reach the postseason, which would start on Tuesday, next Tuesday. It's going to be that quick of a turn. We'll break all of it down on the other side of the break. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back, Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking a lot of Atlanta United as they go into Decision Day with an opportunity to make the postseason. Look, is it a great opportunity? No. Is it a possible thing? Yeah, it is. You need some help. First off, Atlanta United's got to win. That's number one. There's just no way around it. Atlanta United in 12th place on 37 points, 9-4-10,
have to win on the road at Orlando City. Yes, the beloved Orlando City, who, I don't know, maybe the rivalry has, I don't want to say watered down, but maybe it doesn't quite have the same energy levels as it used to. Remember back in the day in 2017, three just insane games between these two teams. One win for Atlanta, two draws. 2018, there's been so many moments between these two teams. This feels a little different. I think Miami coming into the league has drawn Orlando's attention towards them as that rival. Charlotte and Nashville have drawn Atlanta's attention towards them as those rivals. I think there's still hostility between Atlanta and Orlando. You will hear chants that I can't repeat on the radio that you might hear on crowd mics when we are in Orlando, especially before the game, because it usually starts about 90 minutes before kickoff. I can't say it. There's still hostility between these two teams. There always will be. Is it maybe the same? No. Orlando would love it if they can beat Atlanta or even get a draw against Atlanta and keep Atlanta United from getting into the postseason. But Atlanta winning is not everything. There's three teams that can block them. Toronto cannot, even though they're on 37 points. They do not play on decision day. Their season is over. Philadelphia Union, they are on 37 points. They have a better goal differential. If everybody finishes on 40 out of the four teams that are battling, DC, Montreal, they're both on 40 already. Philadelphia on 40, Atlanta on 40. If everybody finishes on 40, that would mean Philadelphia beating Cincinnati. That would mean Atlanta beating Orlando, DC losing, Montreal losing. Then Philadelphia would finish in eighth and Atlanta would finish in ninth. Wins is the first tiebreaker. That's not going to come into play in any of the possible scenarios here, because if everybody's on 40, everybody would have 10 wins. What it would come down to then would be goal differential. Philadelphia has the much better one. Atlanta is second. DC and Montreal do not have as strong of a goal differential. So then there's lots of different permutations if you get some of the results, but not all the results. If you get everything, if Atlanta ends up winning, Philadelphia does not win. They could draw. It still won't help them because they can't pass DC or Montreal with a draw. They can with a win. And DC and Montreal, if they don't win, Atlanta could actually host the play-in game. Atlanta could get as high as eighth. DC and Montreal, those are the two that you're going to be keeping an eye on, along with Philadelphia. I don't want to say the Philadelphia game is less important, because no, it is. If Philadelphia doesn't win and you win and Montreal and DC both don't win, then you're hosting the play-in game. And you're, of course, hoping for all of that chaos to happen. Philadelphia hosts Cincinnati. This is the Eastern Conference decision day. Miami hosting New England doesn't matter. Miami's won the East. New England can't make the playoffs. So we already know that one. Nothing to worry about there. Philadelphia hosting Cincinnati. All these games will start at 6 o'clock. Red Bulls will host Columbus. That one doesn't apply at all to Atlanta. It can for playoff positioning, not on the Columbus side, but on the Red Bulls side. So maybe it has a tangential effect in terms of the pressure that we've talked about. Montreal hosts New York City. DC hosts Charlotte. So you need Charlotte's help. You need New York City's help. You need Cincinnati's help. That's a lot of help. Again, is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? No. But we've seen some unlikely things happen on decision days in various competitions, haven't we? So that's the race for teams to get into the postseason as we look around the league on decision day. Atlanta needs to win and get help. Philadelphia needs to win and get help. DC and Montreal, all they got to do is draw. If they draw, they knock Philadelphia. If they both draw, they knock Philadelphia and Atlanta out, even if they win. If one of them draws, then Philadelphia would jump Atlanta if both Philadelphia and Atlanta win. If DC draws, Montreal doesn't, they lose, and Philadelphia doesn't win, then DC and Atlanta would be the play-in game. It's that crazy, because Atlanta could be going to DC. They could be going to Montreal. They could be going to Philadelphia. They could be hosting DC, or they could be hosting Montreal. That's all the different permutations here. So it's going to be complicated. We are going to keep you up to date with all of it in our radio broadcast. It will be stressful. It will be hopefully entertaining, hopefully fun, hopefully good things happening on the Atlanta side, hopefully good things happening in these other games. It's going to be a wild ride. Maybe not quite. Disneyland, Disney World in this case, in Orlando. Maybe not quite Space Mountain, but it's going to be a wild ride. Out west, we know who the nine teams are in the postseason, but there is a little bit of an interesting situation. The Western Conference Decision Day games will start at 9 o'clock. Portland is confirmed for a wild card spot. Vancouver is on 47 points. They're in eighth right now. Minnesota is in seventh on 49. So Portland can't be out of the wild card game, but they could host the wild card game if things go their way. Vancouver could get out of the wild card game. Minnesota could fall into it. So interesting there. You got Seattle and you got Portland playing one another. That's always drama. Seattle is in third. They can clinch a spot in the Champions Cup with a win due to their positioning in the Supporter Shield standings. Portland, they got to win and then have to win to have any hope of getting home field advantage for that wild card game. The Cascadia Cup, which is the cup between Seattle and Portland. Yeah, it's a fan-driven thing, but it's important. With a win, Seattle would take it. Portland only needs a draw. So home field in the East, as we go back to the Eastern Conference and all of this situation, Orlando has a two-point advantage. Orlando's in fourth. New York City is in fifth. Right now, that means New York City would have to win a match in Orlando and win their home match, or win two games in Orlando if they lose their home match. You want home field advantage. We saw how important it was in the best of three series. So that one is a battle. Going to be very fascinating in that, because that makes Orlando have something to play for. It gives New York City something to play for as they go to Montreal as well. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of different things. I mentioned the CONCACAF Champions Cup positions as well. Three teams vying for two spots. That matters here. Cincinnati, Seattle, and RSL are all the ones battling for that. RSL's on 15 wins. Seattle's on 16. Cincinnati's on 17. So RSL needs some help. RSL also trying to, they're hosting Vancouver. So you go back to Vancouver trying to get something out of that and getting out of the wild card match. They're all these things. And look, I know a lot of people will try to tell you a story that MLS regular season doesn't matter and, oh, everybody gets into the playoffs, so these games don't matter. Go tell that to this roster of players in Atlanta. Go tell that to this roster of players in Utah with RSL. Go tell that to these roster of players in Vancouver that, it doesn't really matter. Are there some games that don't matter? Yeah. On decision day, yeah, there's a few. Miami's doesn't really matter, except for maybe breaking a record of single season points. They're 2 points off of that. Would they want that? Sure. Are they going to risk their playoff future by playing, I don't know, a Lionel Messi who is lighting it up for Argentina tonight against Bolivia? Maybe not. There are some games that matter less. There are some games that don't matter at this stage of the season, but there are a lot of games that matter, and there's going to be a lot to talk about on Sunday on decision day. Eastern Conference games at 6, Western Conference games at 9. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. I was going to play you audio from Jay Fortune today, who spoke to the media after training. So I'll kind of tell you a little bit of what we talked about. And it kind of goes back to the first segment talking about Orlando and what Atlanta's got to deal with here.
You know, Orlando's a team that likes to play. They have a lot of talented players. And a few times this season, we've been the team that has had the ball less than other teams, and we've still been able to look dangerous in those games in terms of when we're smart with how we defend, and we defend as a group, and where we're compact, it allows us to catch teams in transition. I think they could be expansive at times, and you know, we have the quality to go forward and take advantage of those moments. So I think being aware that it might be a game where we suffer, struggle a little bit without the ball, but trying to turn it into an advantage for us at the other side of the field.
In your role, how has that felt as the year's gone on and there's been maybe more games where you've had less of the ball? How does that affect you on the field specifically?
I'd like to say I'm somebody who would rather have the ball than not have it, but at the end of the day,
you do what the team asks of you. I think I'm somebody who can read the game a little bit and, you know, is good defensively. Can try and anticipate passes, you know, try and defend one-on-one and win my duels. And I think if I do that, it then allows me to have the ball. So you try and turn that into a positive, you know, it's, and at the end of the day, for winning games, you can't complain. So I think if we're going to go out there and do it, if it comes out with a win, then it's worth it.
I thought it was interesting because, you know, you're talking about a very young player in Jay Fortune who was not included in the 22 under 22 MLS ranking that had been voted on by the media, which I disagree with. I think Jay Fortune is a very underrated player, and there were players on that list that Jay Fortune has done more for his team this season than they have. It's not purely a list about potential. It's a list about who's done what. And I think Jay Fortune is one of the best players under the age of 22 in Major League Soccer. He should have been on that list. He's also one of the wiser players under the age of 22 in this league, because when I was having this conversation with him, with the media, about how his role has changed in this situation, like what it's done in his game, I thought what he had to say was really interesting. And, you know, you'll be able to hear it on the podcast edition of AST. Make sure you're subscribed to Off the Woodwork wherever you get your podcasts, because, you know, we get into this stuff, we break this stuff down, we get into some detail on this stuff. But Jay went into detail in his answer. You know, he's a player who I think we've seen this year, he's played as a 6, he's played as an 8, he's played as a 10. He can have the ball and create chances. He can win the ball back in situations where his team doesn't have it. And he's also a player who I think, as he's gotten a little bit older and gotten more experience, can sit deeper and ride out pressure, ride out those moments where he doesn't have the ball. And he said, look, you know, he's probably going to have to do all of those in this game, assuming he starts. And I would assume that he would. Tristan Muyamba was not on the training pitch today. I'm not sure what his availability will be on Saturday, but I think you can take that as Fortune would probably get the start. Dax McCarty will be in the running to get the start. I think Dax might give you a little bit more off the bench, depending on what you need at that moment in time in the game. Fortune's versatility could come into play as well, because we've seen him play on the left as a winger. I don't know if Sean De Silva is going to be back for this game. It doesn't seem that way. Edwin Mosquera has been dealing with a knee issue all season long. Jay Fortune's going to be vital. And he's probably going to have moments in this game where Atlanta United is playing without the ball and they're under a lot of pressure, and he's going to have to defend and drop and be deep in those moments. There's going to be moments where Atlanta can win the ball back, and he's going to have to do that. And he's shown that ability to fight in the midfield and win second balls and win the ball back in moments higher up the field. And to win this match, which Atlanta United has to do, Jay Fortune will either have to go to goal himself, as he did in Charlotte, to help lead them to 3 points. That would be very critical in this one. Or he's going to have to step forward and create opportunities for others. Jay Fortune's versatility on the ball and off will be a very important part of Atlanta United's success, or lack thereof, on Saturday night in Orlando. Coming up next on the Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 98.9 The Game and the Odyssey app, it's the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that make me smile about this game. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 98.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Final segment of Atlanta Soccer Tonight on a Tuesday, October 15th, a few days away from Decision Day for Atlanta United. You guys know by now how AST ends. It's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one on the local side, huge match down in Columbus tomorrow night. Women's soccer at the D2 level in the Peach Belt Conference. Columbus State unbeaten on the season, hosting Clayton State unbeaten on the season. North Georgia is also in the mix battling for the Peach Belt title. They're also unbeaten in the Peach Belt. But this is one of the best seasons ever on the women's side for Clayton State. Columbus State, a perennial powerhouse at the D2 level in the Southeast and especially in the Peach Belt. Huge game, 6 o'clock kick. You'll be able to watch it on the Columbus State website. Make sure you check them out. Or if you're in the area, go check out a great women's soccer match down in Columbus. Number two on the local side, part of that story is Carrie Consolino from Clayton State.
I've tried not to think about it because, like, I don't want that pressure on my back. I care more about winning, but I definitely do think it's a big achievement compared to last year because my freshman year at Reinhardt, I was the top scorer there, and then I came here, got hurt, and then just wasn't the season I wanted to, so I'm definitely happier with the season I'm performing now.
We had a chance to talk to Carrie on our SDH Nation, or SDH Network side of things. Feels like a nation at times. We talked to Carrie yesterday about being the D2 national leading scorer. Carrie Consolino was also named the Peach Belt Conference Offensive Player of the Week this week. 9-1 win over Shorter recently. Carrie scored 4 goals, had 3 assists. New school record for the most points in a single match in program history with 11. 2 points for a goal, 1 for an assist when we talk about scoring. Third match this season that she's had a hat trick or better. She leads the nation with 13 goals, 30 points, 3 points per match. Consolino is a graduate of Stars Mill High School in Fayette County, and she is lighting it up for the Clayton State Lakers. They'll be in action against Columbus State tomorrow night. Another women's soccer player locally, also originally from the state of Georgia, out in Watkinsville, played in high school at North Oconee, Callie Mahon, Georgia State's stalwart defender slash winger slash sometimes number 10. She's played a little bit of everything for Georgia State over the years, and she's had a lot of opportunities to do that. She played in her 89th match for the Panthers on Sunday, a 2-2 draw against Old Dominion. did a big feature on our show on the SDH network called The Panther Prowl with Callie, also talking to all of the coaches at Georgia State, some of her friends. Callie Mahon is one of those players that you can't help but root for. She is one of the toughest players that I've called at any level at all. To play in 89 games and counting, you have to be pretty tough, right? I've seen her bust it open and play in the next match. I've seen her take hits in games where I didn't think she'd be able to continue, and she has. And she told me in my interview with her that soccer is the place where everything that is going on in her life goes away. She feels like a calmness, just a security on the field.
I just think, like, I just love it. Like, it's just, like, simple. Like, I don't know, like, it's just, like, when I step on the field, like, it's just, like, everything, like, goes away. Like, no worries. Like, obviously, like, I'm stressed about the game and, like, I want to win. But, like, anything that's happening outside of my life, it just, like, goes quiet. Like, it's just, like, all I can focus on is, like, playing.
It was very cool for her to give that kind of insight about herself and what this game has given her. And she's given a lot to Georgia State soccer, the all-time appearance leader in Georgia State soccer history. 89 games, probably game number 90 on Friday, as the Panthers will be back at home at the GSU Soccer Complex for a 7 o'clock kick. All right, four headlines from around the world. Let's start with the U.S. men's national team. They are in action right now. A scoreless draw 12 minutes in Guadalajara against Mexico. Yes, it's a friendly. Yes, some of the key players from the team were sent back to their clubs before this one. There's a lot of consternation about that. Mauricio Pochettino made it clear that he wants to build good relationships with the clubs that these players play at, wanted to send them back in as good a condition as possible. That's where these players make their money. That's where they make their standing as well. But the players who are on the field tonight for the U.S. in Mexico have an opportunity to make their name as well. Matt Turner's in goal. Backline left to right, Anthony Robinson, Tim Ream, Miles Robinson, Joe Scally. Midfield, Aiden Morris, Gianluca Busio, and Yunus Musa. Up top, Malik Tillman, Brendan Aaronson, and Josh Sargent. No score, 13 minutes in. You can catch the end of that one, Spanish language and English language. It is everywhere you want to watch it. Going to be fascinating to hear what the conversation is coming out of that one. But no score in the early going. I thought Pochettino's debut was very good for the U.S. with a win over Panama. Thought you saw the new coach bounce. I thought you saw an urgency. I thought you saw the things that, very limited doses, he's wanting to get across. Won't be an easy ride for Mauricio Pochettino. The talent level is what the talent level is, but I think he can maybe get a little bit more out of them with that newness factor. But can he build on that going forward? That's going to be the question. Let's go to number two on the headlines. CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying. We're getting into the back end of the schedule now. We're halfway through and the table's starting to shake out a bit. Saw some big results today around South America. Colombia with a 4-0 win at home over Chile. Paraguay with a 2-1 win at home over Venezuela. Uruguay, it's a drama right now with Marcelo Bielsa and Luis Suarez talking out. Scoreless draw for Uruguay against Ecuador in Montevideo. Argentina, 6-0 win at home over Bolivia. Brazil, 4-0 win at home over Peru. So the table is like this. Argentina at the top on 22 points, three clear of Colombia in second. Uruguay holding on to third, tied with Brazil on 16 points. They're in fourth. Ecuador's in fifth on 13, tied with Paraguay, also on 13 in sixth. Those are your automatic qualifiers right now. Bolivia, even after the lopsided loss today, are in seventh. They had been on a great run, winning three straight. They're on 12 points. They would go into a playoff situation. Venezuela is 1 point out of that playoff, in eighth on 11, so 1 point behind Bolivia. Peru, 6 points back from Bolivia and the playoff spot. Chile, 7 points back from the playoff spot in 10th on 5 points. Third headline on the list, Thomas Tuchel expected to be announced tomorrow as the new coach for the English national team. According to reports, he's already signed a contract. The FA's chief executive, Mark Bullingham, will host a news conference at Wembley Stadium on Wednesday, where you're expected to hear that Thomas Tuchel is going to be the manager. If that happens, he'll be the third foreign manager to take charge of England. The first from Germany, Sven-Goran Eriksson, was the first foreign manager for the English national team. from Sweden, and the Italian Fabio Capello was the second. Tuchel, he's a very good head coach. He's a very good coach, known for his progressive football. He replaced Frank Lampard at Chelsea in January of 21, led them to a Champions League title. The other thing about Thomas Tuchel is he doesn't stay very long in different spots. He can be a little prickly at times. There's always something that happens with Thomas Tuchel, but one of the brilliant soccer minds on the coaching side of things. Lee Carsley, the U21 manager, he's been in charge temporarily since Gareth Southgate resigned after the Euros. And Carsley at one point looked like he'd be the favorite to get the job on a full-time basis. They lost to Greece in the Nations League on Thursday at home. They haven't won a competition since the 1966 World Cup. Southgate got them to a World Cup semifinal, two Euro finals, but they didn't win any of those. They have very good talent, but maybe not quite as good as some people think that they have. A little bit of pressure. A lot of people were wanting Southgate out earlier than he got out. I think unfairly. Maybe now they wish Southgate was back in. People called his tactics too conservative. Can Thomas Tuchel do what Gareth Southgate didn't do and get the full attacking potential out of Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Harry Kane, Jack Grealish, plenty of other attacking talents, Cole Palmer? How's he going to figure that out? He's got to deal with the scrutiny that comes with being in that job as well. He's managed in England before. That will help him, but it's not going to be easy. Now, according to British media reports, the FA informally had reached out to Pep Guardiola at the start of the season. He's out of contract at the end of this current campaign. Carsley had a kind of crazy post-game press conference after the win on Sunday over Finland 3-1. He said the job deserves a world-class coach that has won trophies. He hasn't, so I guess he's saying that he doesn't deserve to be the full-time manager. Little surprising. The loss at home to Greece was very bad and probably ended any chance he had of getting the job. But also, very odd comments out of Carsley after that and after the win on Sunday. So, look, I don't know. Maybe he just goes back to the youth national teams and is happy there. We'll see if Thomas Tuchel's successful in England. I can tell you this. I don't know if he'll be successful. I know it will be entertaining watching all of the craziness happen around the English national team between now and the 2026 World Cup. Number four on the headline side of things, Sir Alex Ferguson in the news today. He is going to step back from his ambassadorial role at Manchester United at the end of the season, but it doesn't necessarily sound like that was his choice. The new ownership, partial ownership of Manchester United, led by Sir Jim Ratcliffe, they started cost saving right after he bought 27.7% of the club. Sir Alex Ferguson has been on the payroll since he retired. He agreed to be an ambassador for the club. He makes, at least he did in 2014, just over £2 million per year for that role. He's 83 years old. He is said to have been planning to step down from his duties at the end of the season. I don't know if that was his choice or if that was what he was told was going to happen when his payroll was going to be cut. It's bad publicity. Eric Cantona has come out and said some very strong things about it. Even if it was his decision, which I don't think it was, the way it has come out has damaged Manchester United's brand. I think it has hurt people who are, you know, who love what Sir Alex Ferguson has done for the club and what he's done for the game in general. Very bad publicity, very bad PR by Manchester United for this to come out the way that it has. We'll see. We'll see where things go. Manchester United has been in shambles for quite a while, and this does not help them get out of those shambles. All right, quickly, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Number one, the Spanish men's national team. They are outstanding. They are fun to watch. 14 straight without a loss. They're the reigning European champions. They've won the Nations League as well. They're trying to win a second Nations League, and they just might do it. And if they do that, even if they don't, I think they are the favorite going into the 2026 World Cup as we currently sit in October of 2024. That can change, and it probably will, but right now, they are the best team in the world. Number two on things that make me smile about this game that I love so much, Justin McLean, his late equalizer for Georgia State tonight. 1-1 draw with Mercer, a chess match between two teams that come at things very, very differently. They canceled each other out for a long stretch of it. I was on the call with Madison Cruz tonight, and we were kind of both wondering, what was going to be the breakthrough as Mercer got a goal from a set piece. Justin McLean's brilliance was the breakthrough. The goal for Mercer was great as well. Fernando Arteaga from Jonesboro, a great, great goal for him to give them the lead on a recycled set piece. McLean with a great finish to make it 1-1. And number three on things that make me smile about the game to wrap up, playoff soccer. It will be a playoff game for Atlanta United on Saturday. Not officially, but it will have that feel. They have to win. The difference is they're going to need other results to go their way. They have to put pressure on these other teams with a first half goal, in my opinion. And then it could get really, really interesting. We will have the whole ride for you. Pre-game coverage, the Five Stripes Countdown starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff will be at 6:10. You can watch all of it on Apple TV's MLS Season Pass, but you can listen to all of it with us on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We'll keep you up to date on everything happening all around the Eastern Conference. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. We'll be back next Tuesday to try to figure out how all of it happened, or, because this is possible, it could be a full-time report after a playoff game that could be in Atlanta. That's how crazy Decision Day is going to be. We'll try to make sense of all of it on Saturday, and I'll be talking to you in some capacity next Tuesday night, either on the broadcast or on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Adios, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.